Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Beitza. Today we are learning parak Dalet Mishnah Vav and parak Dalet Mishnah Zayin as we continue discussing the use of wood on Yom Tov. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer, Omer Rabbi Lezer says, No till Adam kisam mishelefanov lachatzot bo shinav. A person is allowed to take a sliver of wood from various pieces of wood that are in front of him in his home in order to pick his teeth, similar to a toothpick. And the assumption here is that, as the Bartanura points out, that wood that is in the house is not considered to be muksa and certainly may be used for any purpose. As the Bartanura explains further, that Rabbi Lezer permits a person to use even the wood that is in his yard. As Rabbi Lezer is going to be even clearer going forward, and the Mishnah specifies before him, meaning in his house, in order to stress that the Chachamim who argue with Rabbi Lezer forbid using any wood, even wood, that is in his house to pick one's teeth. Continuing in the Mishnah, Umigabev min hachotzer umadlik. Furthermore, he may even gather pieces of wood from his yard and light a fire with them or use them for any purpose. Shekal masha b'chotzer muchanu, because everything that is in the yard is considered prepared for Yom Tov and may be used, not considered to be muksa. However, v'chachamim omer, but the chachamim say, and they disagree with Rabbi Eliezer, migabev mishalafan of umadlik, one may gather pieces of wood only from that which is physically in his home, and he may use them only to light a fire. However, according to the Chachamim, he may not gather them from the yard, because pieces that are scattered in the yard are not considered to be muchan, are not considered to be prepared, and are therefore considered to be mukta. And he also, according to the Chachamim, may not use pieces of wheat or larger of wood, or larger pieces of wood that are in his home for any purpose other than actual fire. With the Chachamim here disagree with Rabbi Eliezer on 2 points. Number one, Rabbi Eliezer allows a person to gather slivers of wood from his yard and use them for any purpose. But the Chachamim hold, number one, that slivers of wood in one's yard are completely mukta and may not even be used to light a fire. And number two, even slivers of wood or large pieces of wood that are in one's home and have been prepared adequately for use as firewood may be used only for that purpose and may not be used for any other purpose, again, according to the Chachamim. And as the Bar Tanura points out, the halacha is in accordance with the Chachamim in this regard. Continuing now, as we finish off Perek Dalet with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin. Now, although a person is allowed to use fire on Yom Tov in order to prepare food, the Mishnah is going to teach us now that he may not actually start a fire. It says the Mishnah in Motziin es Ha'ur, lo min ha'etzim, v'lo min ha'avanim, v'lo min ha'ofar, v'lo min ha'mayim. You're not allowed to create and produce fire on Yom Tov from wood by rubbing two pieces of wood together, from stones by rubbing two stones together, from the dirt by digging into hard earth and making sparks that way, or from water, apparently by using a glass of water as a lens to focus the sun's rays, you're able to set fire as well. Again, I've only seen those in movies, but apparently it is possible, as the Mishnah describes. Now, the Chachamim clearly prohibited starting a fire on Yom Tov, even for the sake of preparing food, because you're creating something entirely new, which really is a malacha that you're not allowed to do, as the Bar Tanura explains. Continuing in the Mishnah with another fire-related activity that is forbidden on Yom Tov, in Melabnin Esharaofim Litzlos Bahen, you're not allowed to heat up new, unused clay tiles in order to roast food on them, because the first time a tile is heated, it is strengthened by the fire, and it's basically being completed in that way, which again, like we discussed in this parak, it's like making a kli, finishing the kli, makah bepatish. You can't heat up the tile because you're completing that tile. Now, continuing from the previous Mishnah, which taught us a lenient ruling by Rabbi Eliezer when it comes to mukta, now we're going to learn about another lenient ruling according to Rabbi Eliezer. Ve'od amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer also said, Omid Adam al Hamukta Erev Shavas Bishvias. A person is allowed to stand next to fruits that are mukta on Friday during the Shemitah year, that every seventh year, as we know, is Shemitah, when it is Usur in Eretz Yisrael to plow, plant, and do any other types of work in the field. Now, produce that grows during Shemitah is not considered to be the property of anyone who would normally own it. Rather, it is considered to be 100% hefker, 100% ownerless, and anyone may enter a private field and take produce that is growing there. So based on this, Rabbi Lezer says that a person is allowed to stand next to fruits that are mukta on Friday during the Shemitah year. We're referring, as the Bartender points out, to figs or grapes that were put out in the sun to dry. While they are drying, they are not edible. As such, they are moktzah because they have been set apart from use. The Mishnah is discussing fruits that have dried to a point where some people would eat them, but others would not. The moktzah status of these fruits depends on their owner. If he shows that he intends to eat them on the Shabbos or the Yom Tov, they are allowed. Otherwise, they would be considered to be muktzah. But again, during Shemitah, there is no owner. So what's the halacha? Says the Mishnah. Va'omer mikanonu ochel lemachar. And he says, I will eat from here tomorrow. Meaning by saying that he plans to eat some of the fruits, even though he did not point to any specific ones, he has in fact prepared them, and therefore he's allowed to eat them on Shabbos. However, the Chachamim disagree and say no. The Chachamim Omer, the Chachamim say, Ad she yirshom v'yomer mikan v'yadkan. The fruits are mukta unless he makes a clear mark on the specific ones that he plans to eat, and he has to say, I will eat from here to here. That according to the Chachamim, the owner is required to specify which fruits he plans to eat and to mark them in order to them to be considered prepared and mukhan for use on a Shabbos. And as the Bartender points out, the halacha is in fact in accordance with the opinion of the Chachamim. Quick review, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Vav, taught us the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, namely that a person is allowed to take a sliver of wood from a wood that are in his home or in his yard to pick his teeth, and that's not considered to be muktzah. It can be used for any purpose. He can even gather slivers of wood from his yard and light a fire with them to use them for any purpose, because again, according to Rabbi Eliezer, everything that is in his yard is considered prepared for Yom Tov and is not considered to be muktzah. However, the Chachamim disagree and say no, that a person only allowed to gather slivers of wood from what is in his house physically, and the only thing that he could do is light a fire with them. Again, Rabbi Eliezer allows a person to gather slivers of wood from his yard to use them for any purpose, even in terms of getting stuff out of your teeth. But the Chachamim hold that slivers of wood in one's yard are completely mukta and may not be used even to light a fire. And even slivers or large pieces of wood that are in one's house and have been prepared for use as fire may only be used for that specific purpose. And then Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zion taught us that you're not allowed to produce fire in Yom Tov from wood or from stones, from earth, from water, and so on and so forth. Again, you're allowed to use a fire, but you're not allowed to create a fire on Yom Tov. And the Mishnah told us that you're not allowed to heat up new, unused earthenware tiles in order to roast food on them, because there too, you're basically doing makah v'patish, you're completing the tile by heating it up, you are finishing the creation of that tile. And then Rabbi Lezer was of the opinion, for sort of continuing his leniency from the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer says that a person may sit next to fruits that are moked on Friday during the Shemitah year, and he can simply say that I'm going to eat from here tomorrow. By doing that, he demonstrates that he plans to eat some of them the next day, and therefore he's removing its status as being unprepared. He's preparing it basically for the next day when he's able to have them. But the Chachamim disagree and say no, that he has to physically mark which specific ones he plans on eating. That's the only way to say from here to here, those are the fruits that I want. That's the only way to remove the muktzah status and allow him to eat them the next day. Have a great day.